What I found really striking about your report is looking at just how long it would take for Illinois to eliminate its budget gap. And you contend that it can't be done in just a couple fiscal years. Richard, why would it take so long?
We've been building up to this for years, if not decades. 2 years without a budget has made it much, much worse. And the problem is so great that there's really nothing that can be done on the order of magnitude of the problem in 1 year. You could do five or six things, but you've got to do big things boldly and quickly. Even then, it would take some years to dig out.
And your model looks at a lot of possible scenarios, including increasing income taxes, broadening the tax base, making cuts, and economic growth. But it seems that any one of these won't get the job done on its own. David, why is that?
There's currently a very big gap between the revenues available and the spending policies that are currently in place. To rectify that will require major changes, and it will require patience. It's going to require sustained changes in policy.
Probably there's a lot of people out there, I would think, who feel like, okay, you know, we may end up with the tax income tax rate about where it was before, and we're going to see some pain and some cuts, but that should take care of it. This makes very clear that won't, right?
Yes.
For years, we've been doing this, and our primary goal has been to get people to understand the gravity of the problem. And the lack of action to address the problem has made it worse and worse. And we are in a serious hole in Illinois.
People on all different sides of issues will, you know, say Illinois has a spending problem or Illinois has a revenue problem. But reading your report, it's both, right?
You know, my take is that Illinois, in terms of revenue raising, is pretty much in the middle of the pack in terms of the level of tax that it collects. In terms of spending, it's a somewhat higher level. But the main thing is that they just don't balance. And so some adjustments have to be made. When you think about cutting spending, the experience of the last year and a half where we really haven't had a budget has shown that it's really difficult to cut spending. The things that have been cut are higher ed and human services primarily. And I don't think that is something in which there's a lot of political consensus about.
Is it a spending problem or is it a resident problem? Implicitly, that recognizes that there was a gap, but it's almost as if that debate prolonged inaction. And I don't care whether it's a revenue or spending problem. It's a gap problem, and it's huge and getting bigger.
It seems like the governor and Democratic leaders are continuing to butt heads over the budget. There may be some stuff going on making it unlikely that there'll be a major vote even in the lame duck session. The other thing that your report really sort of got across for me was the urgency of how soon we need to get rolling on this.
Mm-hmm.
What do? It doesn't look like that's going to be happening anytime soon. I mean, the report's called Stop Digging, but I think we're going to keep digging for a while.
That's very true. I mean, our assumptions, one of the things about our assumptions that are optimistic is the timeline in which they could be implemented. The longer we wait to implement them, of course, the bigger the problem is. I guess I don't have the magic bullet to make the political process gel. I think we've done what we could with trying to describe the urgency of the problem.
You presented this report to the new folks coming into the General Assembly. What was your main thing that you wanted them to take away from your presentation?
Our primary objective was to get them to get some respect for the magnitude of the problem. And second, that the problem has gotten much, much worse in these 2 years without a budget. A lot of them did go to talking about the things that, of course, they had just come off the campaign trail talking about. And we had to sort of, as politely as we could, say that isn't even close to the order of magnitude, or it may be zero impact based on the evidence that we know.
The scenario that you're modeling, calling it politically ambitious, I feel like is kind of an understatement. I mean, this would be one of the most sweeping changes to tax policy and the budget that has ever been proposed, right?
For sure.
Sure.
The crucial point here is not whether you enact the specifics that we talk about, and we don't advocate any of them in any case, but the crucial point is to have a plan. And I think based on our analysis, it's clear that the plan is going to require a number of years and major changes both on the revenue and expenditure side. I think if the legislature accomplishes that and has a realistic plan, that will help to restore confidence in the political system, the fiscal system within Illinois, and hopefully eventually boost the economy and get us out of the hole that we're in. But there really needs to be a recognition of the gravity of the problem and a plan to realistically recover from this over an extended period of time.
Has anything like this been done before? Is there another state we can look to as a model that has taken these, as you said, big, bold actions to this level?
It's interesting that you asked that question because I got that question from a legislator after our talk. And I thought about this, and California is an example, had a bad fiscal problem. But I really think the best example is actually not a state, but the city of New York. And if we go back to when President Nixon was in office, New York was kind of flat on its back fiscally. They were essentially, they couldn't pay their bills. They were in deep fiscal trouble. And New York has totally been reinvigorated. It's got a very vibrant economy. You know, crime is down. It's a very appealing place. And, you know, some of that is good fortune through the economy and probably the growth of the financial industry. But they also did some very smart things in terms of fiscal controls. They put in a budget office, an independent budget office to look over their budget. They had some controls from the state, and they started having a much more transparent and realistic kind of budgeting process. So I would hope that people would look at that model and think about whether that might be adapted for Illinois.